Hello, welcome to another edition of Team Ambition Podcast. And listen up, guys. Guess who I have on our show today? Amy Koshek. Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, John?
Stupendous. Stupendous. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to just go ahead and dive right on into it. Kind of like, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Great. First of all, thanks for having me, John. I'm super excited. So I grew up in the Midwest, Indiana to be exact, and when I graduated college, I was all set to become a high school English teacher, which I was for about 7 years, and loved it, loved my kids, loved doing what I was doing. But around the seven-year mark, I kind of started to feel like there was something more inside of me. I couldn't put my finger on it. I couldn't, you know, express it into words, really. I just knew that for some reason that environment just wasn't serving me anymore and that I needed to branch out and do something different. And at the time I was very involved in the church I was going to. I grew up born and raised Pentecostal, so I was very involved in the church that I was going to. And at the time I was asked to teach a lesson. And the lesson was on personal integrity, you know, and it was interesting that that was the lesson at the time that I was struggling with what were my next steps in my life. And when I was teaching this lesson, I taught it like, I think, 7 times, because every time I would teach it, people would be so impacted by it. And they would say, man, this is like a book. You need to write a book. Now, I never had the desire to write a book. That was never like on my bucket list or even my plans. But I was like, well, maybe there's something here. And one of the things that drove that entire book was this analogy that I had found with a tree, right? So a tree has a specific kind of rotting, and the rotting is called heart rot. And heart rot is just essentially that a tree can get wounded at the base of the tree. And if those wounds aren't dealt with, what happens is that the tree starts to slowly rot from the inside out. So what was once strong, healthy wood on the inside becomes like sponge, you know, the integrity of the tree becomes compromised. But when you're looking at a tree, you can't tell the difference between a healthy tree and an unhealthy tree initially, because a tree doesn't show its internal rotting, you know?
Right.
So I ended up writing this book, and it just kind of flowed out of me. And the essence of the book was pretty much my story of growing up and in this religious system and conforming a lot to what was the expectations. And and I'm not trying to bash it, but in so many ways I felt like I had lost myself in that journey, and that I was like the tree, right? That I looked
right.
I looked the part, and I had the perfect career, you know, and just everything made sense about my life. And to the naked eye, everyone would be like, oh man, Amy has it together and she's doing what she's living. But internally, so many things about my life, I was like, I've lost myself. This isn't who I am. This isn't what I want. And after I taught myself how to self-publish the book, and I ended up just walking away from my job with no real plans, just an idea that there was more out there and I was going to find it. And 2 years later, I separated myself from the religious system I had grown up in, and I had shifted careers, and life had just gifted me an opportunity to start writing books for other people, which is how I became a ghostwriter. And then I ended up, now I own my own full service writing business, which, once again, if you had asked me 5 years ago where I was going to be, I would say, oh, I'm going to retire 35 years after being a teacher. And, you know, I'm a big believer that when you take risks, life will offer you rewards. And sometimes those rewards are wrapped up in challenges. But I'm a true testament that coming out on the other side, like, it's definitely better on this side, being fully myself and following what I believe is my true essence.
Wow. Wow, that is amazing, actually. You know, some of the key things I picked up out of your, what you were saying, your soliloquy, was how you took a risk, and you just took a leap of faith on yourself, and you bet on yourself, and now you're winning, you know?
Yeah.
You're living through your passion. So, I mean, even though you was helping kids as a teacher, you actually took a step on yourself. You took a leap of faith for yourself and to follow your passion. So yep. That is amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people, especially just going into business or, you know, any kind of business, and as you as a ghostwriter, I know a lot of people that I'm pretty sure you come across, especially those people that you meet who you are, you know, ghostwriting for, they're kind of, you know, scared to take that risk and, you know, of betting on themselves. And you're, like you said, you're a true testament of that.
Yeah.
So that is huge.
Thank you.
You know, the next thing I was going to ask you, and you, again, you kind of alluded to already, but what made you want to get into your own business? Like, what was like the your starting point? How did you just get started?
So after I self-published my book, I ended up, I was working with somebody who wanted to start a nonprofit organization. And through that process, she wanted to write her story. And I remember, like, she could verbally tell me her story. And when she would tell me her story, it was so powerful. Like, it would bring me to tears, you know? So she was telling me that she was going to write her story. So I read over what she had written one day, and I was like, man, it had just lost the power that I had felt when she talked it out. So I told her, I was like, I think I could do this better. Like, I think I can help you tell your story better so that it still has the essence of the emotion and the passion behind it. And I don't even know why I said that to her, because I had no previous experience besides writing my own book. I just,
right.
just was like, I felt like I could. So she was like, okay. So I ended up ghostwriting her book before I even knew what ghostwriting was. And then from there, I helped her build the curriculum for her business. And then, you know, fast forward a year and a half later, I came down to Florida to be a personal assistant to two entrepreneurs, which I'm an awful personal assistant. That was not my career path. But it's so funny that when you open yourself up to your passion and you open yourself up to risks and taking big steps in your life, when I came down here to be a personal assistant, within a month and a half, I was already full-time writing for them without coming and saying, hey guys, I used to write, or I wrote my own book, or I wrote books for other people. It's just like, it was like this seamless transition to, like, you know, running errands and folding their laundry to, hey, I think you should write all of our books. And I was like, okay. And
wow.
When I was working for them, and I got in a groove and I started meeting people and I started realizing, man, I'm good at this and it comes naturally and it's like connected to all my gifts. It just started to like unfold itself until I finally thought, okay, I could probably do this for myself and no longer have to fold anybody else's laundry or drive to get groceries for anybody else. And I think I can make more money at it. I'm just going to do it. So once again, it was like this next moment that, like, I always say, that as long as your what and your why are clear, the how will take care of itself. So because I was so like impassioned to help people tell their stories, and I knew that that's what I wanted to do, I didn't really understand the how. Like, my next step was like, okay, I think I'll get an LLC, but I didn't know what in the world I was doing, you know? Like, I had no training. I went to school for English. So but once I said yes, and I was like, okay, let me just jump. It's like the how slowly reveals itself as you continue to take steps. So that's how I started Amy Kochak Creative, which is my writing service.
Yes. So actually, you know, some of our listeners, they may not know what ghostwriting is. Can you actually kind of explain what ghostwriting is?
Sure. So ghostwriting is essentially when I'm working, it's kind of like a partnership between me and the person I'm writing the story for. So the way it works is, a lot of times people are really great at verbally articulating their story. Like, they can easily tell you their story, but their strength really isn't with writing, or they're not really good with organization, or they just don't have the time or the motivation to actually sit down and write a book. So what I do is I sit down with the person who has a story to tell or has information that they want to share with people. And I sit down and I help them. We work together to outline their book completely. We identify their audience. We identify the theme, the main message. And then from there, like we section it off into chapters. And what I have my clients do is I have them record. So like I'll say, okay, for chapter one, these are the things I want you to talk about with your story or with your information. Here's some questions. And they just send me recordings for the entire book. And then I take like their recordings and really they're like stream of consciousness thoughts that work a little better than when you're sitting down and writing, because we self-edit, we question ourselves, we overthink. So if I have people record it, then it just stream of consciousness can flow out of them. So I take all those recordings and I write the book. I write the book for them using their content and help them take it all the way to self-publication, provide the editing services, provide cover design. So it's from start to finish, having somebody else write the book for you, but it's still your words and you're still being able to have full control of the book. You're just not actually doing the writing portion of it. And then I don't get any credit. You know, I'm a ghost, essentially. I'm just in the background.
Yes. Wow. It sounds like writing a book is a lot of work, but the work that you take all the guesswork out by, you know, helping these people, these individuals actually put a book together. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, there's a lot of people who want to write a book, who are excited about writing a book. But like you said, you know, you kind of alluded to, you know, not being motivated to write it. But I mean, I think there's a lot of people who would benefit from writing a book, because there's so many people out there who people can be related to. And just imagine, you know, getting with the right person, you, and trying to, you know, put a book out.
Yeah. And I think motive behind writing a book is very important, because for me, like, I know that there's so much information out now, like, you should write a book. You know, it's a great career move and it'll make you money and it'll establish you as an expert and it will, you know, build your brand. While all of those are true, I just believe those are byproducts of the motive behind why you should share your story. Like, I'm a huge believer in the power of your story, and that there are experiences, there are things that people have learned, quote unquote mistakes that people have made, that are all a part of a journey that a lot of times needs to be shared with a specific audience that needs to hear it, you know? So the thing that makes me most passionate isn't essentially like, you know, giving people a book and saying, okay, now you can use this on your funnel and now you can use it on your website, which all of those things are true. I've just seen the powerful process that people have gone through when they write their story, because I'm a huge believer that your story is the most powerful asset that you have. That there's no other textbook, there's no other YouTube video, there's no other influencer that's going to bring as much power to your life than your own story. And a lot of times when I work with my clients and they're writing their stories, like, I see them go through these amazing transformations, because telling your story is as powerful as saying it's praying or as meditation, like other spiritual practices. So I also take that into account when I'm ghostwriting or coaching or you know, helping people through the process of writing a book, to help them understand this is not just like, let's get this content out and let's push it into the masses. It's no, let's take care of your story, because this is a part of you. This is connected to who you are and your purpose on this earth. Like, it deserves time and care and thought and passion, because you want someone to read your book and for them to give it to other people. Like, this is an awesome book. This changed my life. That's the difference between that and like, if you're just pushing a book out to someone just buys a book because they know you, they're your friend, and then they end up putting in the Goodwill pile next month, you know? So motive is really important for me when I'm working with my clients that want to write a book. Like, I want to work with people who are moved to share their story. They are impassioned about it. Like, I've got to get this out here because I know it can help change people's lives.
And, you know, I can hear the passion in your voice about what you do and the effect, the impact that you've had on people. I can hear it in your voice. And that in itself is motivating. Your story is motivating, how you kind of, what you alluded to in the beginning. So all these great things that you're able to see and do. So, you know, for every good, there's a bad, right? For every, you know, sunshine, there's a darkness. Mm-hmm. So what challenges have you, like, come in contact with some of, you know, ghostwriting for people? Or even just coaching people.
Yeah, that's a great question. So when I'm ghostwriting, because like I said, because a lot of times when I'm working with people that are telling stories, telling part of their stories, there's a lot of sensitivity that goes into it on my part, because I have to understand that sometimes people are digging into areas of their lives that maybe are painful, you know? I mean, I'll give you a, for instance, I've worked with women who have shared stories of abandonment, of abuse, like sexual abuse, physical abuse, you know, eating disorders. Like, they're going back to a time frame in their life that is difficult, you know? And as a ghostwriter, sometimes I have to remember to operate not just as a ghostwriter, but I'm operating as almost like, it's like a stance of therapy and a stance of being a friend and a stance of being a comforter and an encourager, because you have to understand that what you are helping somebody else with needs time and care. So I'm not just coming at it from an academic side, I'm coming at it from an emotional side. And sometimes it wears on me, because if I'm writing for somebody and they're, this part of the story is very emotionally intense, it can become very emotionally draining for me, because I like to get into the mind of who I'm writing for, because when it's all said and done and someone reads the book, I want them to read the book and say, oh man, John's story is amazing, I can hear him. I don't want them saying, oh, I mean, like, you know, it kind of sounds like John, yes, but it doesn't really, it sounds like somebody else. No, I want them to, there's no way in the world that they would know that someone came and helped you write it, because it has that same power and passion. So for me, like, understanding the emotional cost and understanding how much more is involved to operate on the level that I desire to operate as a ghostwriter and just as a business person, like, that it's more than just a contractual agreement between me and my client, that I'm coming in partnership with another human being and helping them do one of the most sacred things that I believe we're able to do, which is to share our humanity with somebody else. And that takes time, that takes care, and that takes a lot of effort, which can sometimes pull on me and pull on my clients, you know, pull on them emotionally and physically, spiritually, you know, the whole gamut.
Yes. Wow, that's fascinating. Because, you know, I'll be honest with you, I've never met anybody who's been an author or a ghostwriter or anything like that. I find this so fascinating. I mean, you know, outside looking in, you know, in my mind, I'm like, okay, you know, ghostwriting, okay, let me just send you a book and, or I send you my thoughts and you make it up and you do what you want with it. But I didn't realize how much deeper it is into, you know, ghostwriting, into for somebody to write a book for somebody, well, help them write a book, excuse me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That this is all fascinating for me. I've never heard this, so this is so, so interesting. Excuse me. Thank you very much again for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, is there anything that you else that you want to do or that you've ever thought about doing? Another profession? Because you know, you was a teacher. You also, now you're a business person. Excuse me, an entrepreneur, a businesswoman. You have your own ghostwriting company. Is there anything else you would like to try or that you want to do?
Yeah, great question. So currently, and this still marries well to what I'm already doing, but I definitely want to explore this more. I do want to move into the speaking world a little bit more, like do more speaking opportunities and teaching on a larger scale, like teaching seminars, doing online courses.
Yes.
All of it still steeps into what I already do essentially, which is just empowering people to share their stories. You know, even on the entrepreneurial front, I had an opportunity to speak at a startup week for entrepreneurs here recently. And one of the things that I'm just so passionate about is sometimes I feel like in the entrepreneur world, it's just like, we're just focusing on best practices. And what we're doing is just mass producing people who are doing the same things, you know, like in each industry. And one of the things that I tell my clients all the time is you are one in thousands or millions, whatever industry you're doing, you know. And while best practices are great, you know, you have to figure out what makes you different? Not just your business, what makes you different? And that's your story. So how do you use that? How does John separate himself from the millions of other of trainers and podcasters out there right now? Well, the thing that separates you is your story, is the uniqueness of your personality, because there's nobody on earth who's exactly like you. There's people who have had similar experiences, but they haven't had them like you, because nobody on this earth exists the way that you do right now. And that fact alone to me is absolutely powerful. And I feel like if more people tapped into that and built on that, we would have more genuine businesses. We would have more people with better clarity in their lives, more passion, more purpose, because people would continuously, the base of our foundation would be our story. And then everything else that we pull in is building upon our story, which I see as opposite. It's like we dismiss our story, we dismiss our personality and who we are, and we just bring in all this extra information and try to morph ourselves into Gary Vaynerchuk's or Grant Cardone's. And they're great at what they do, but the thing that they're greatest at is being Gary Vaynerchuk and being Grant Cardone, you know. And I feel like more people, if more people return to building on the foundation of who they are and then supplementing other information just to strengthen that.
You know, that's one of the things when you, I couldn't agree with you more. I completely concur, especially when you talk about, okay, what makes me different, or anybody, you know, whatever business, like you said, whatever industry you're in, what makes you different than, you know, this person or that train, this ghostwriter, whatever. And, you know, I'm always with my team as well, always trying to find different ways how we can be different. What are other people doing, and make sure we're not doing everything that they're doing. Case in point, you know, and you brought him up, Gary Vaynerchuk. If it wasn't for him, I was listening to something on YouTube. I wouldn't even know about doing podcasts and how to do them to make it the easier way of doing it and more accessible way as a resource. So, so I couldn't agree with that more. So yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, good deal. This is an awesome podcast. You're very, very interesting.
Thank you.
Yes. Gosh. So learning, looking back, right? Because if I'm not mistaken, you were saying that, you know, you learn how to do all this stuff by yourself. You start your own business from scratch by yourself. Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you wish you knew, that you know now, that you wish you knew, maybe a few years ago?
Well, one of the first things that I really wish that I had grasped earlier in life is that it's okay to listen to my inner voice. Like, it's okay to go with my internal nudges. Like, I don't always need people to come and confirm what I already know about myself. And this is in so many areas of my life, you know, like, I just think in general, I learned to ignore that voice and become insecure with my inner voice and always need somebody else to confirm it, you know, to tell me, yeah, you should do that, Amy, or yeah, that's a good idea. And not that I'm saying you shouldn't seek counsel, but you shouldn't depend on it so much that you forget your own inner voice. So that's taken me a while to strengthen, to really like start listening to myself in business, in relationships, just in general, and trust that those inner nudges and that like intuition to follow it, because it knows what it's doing. So that's one thing. And then when it comes to definitely with entrepreneurship, I wish that I had taken more advantage of resources, whether it be free or paid, at the base level as I was building, because I made a lot of mistakes in the self-taught arena. And I'm just now starting to put myself in more networking circles and like creating more business relationships with people, because it's a very lonely world. Like, we're being sold this idea of own your own business and get more freedom, which is, you know, it's bullshit. It's the opposite. Own your own business, lose all your freedom, because it becomes, this is your baby, you know, it's like giving birth to a baby. Like, it's fun, it's exciting, life changes, you know, but now you got this baby and the baby cries on the weekends and it needs to be changed. Like, it's very difficult. So it's harder than anything that I've ever done in my entire life. If you're insecure or if you have issues in your personal life, trust that entrepreneurship will highlight that times 10. And that's okay. But I wish that, like, from day one, that I had found a networking group that I found out a year and a half later, like, St. Pete, like, has free entrepreneur classes. Like, I wish I had known that at the beginning. Like, you just, I think if you're ever, for anyone trying to make that jump, like, find as many free resources as possible, because everybody's waiting to charge you $19.97 for a course. Find as much free stuff as possible. Go to meetup groups, go to networking groups, network like you're searching for your next date. Like, go hard. Yes. You know, find a group that's really going to encourage you and give you direction.
You know, I want to piggyback on that one. Because kind of like you said, you know, you kind of taught yourself, you wish you had known, you know, you lost so many resources. Because it's not about me, but a quick look for our listeners. Like, when I started, you know, Team Ambition, at first I didn't have a team with just me and my wife and whatnot. But, you know, what I wish I had known now is kind of like you were saying, utilizing resources or finding free resources first, because I end up spending close to $30,000 on, you know, just to start my LLC.
Yeah.
And I didn't need to do all that.
Right.
All I needed to do was research and, you know, maybe even get mentorship. But, you know, those are some of the failures. So that's one of the failures that I've had and lesson learned. So
yeah,
I could not agree with you more on that.
Yeah.
So, okay, good deal. So we already know what you're doing. We have a really good baseline of where you're at. So, and you already stated that there's some future endeavors that you do want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, you know, you already talked a little bit about it, but I'm going to hit you with this one.
Yeah.
So for all of our new listeners who are going to start following you and just probably going to end up getting hit up, but in regards to, you know, ghostwriting, but what could you let our listeners know, or a piece of advice for those people who are just starting a business, period? Some general advice.
Okay. So, like, one piece of advice out of a million that I would give is don't lose yourself in the process. I feel like one of the things that happened to me personally is I just went so hard when I started, you know, and it was all about my business, 7 days a week, grind, you know, and I definitely bought into the team no sleep, because that's like the trend, right? And that's what everybody's saying, and that's what you're supposed to be doing, you know? But I lost myself, because I'm a value-based person. I have values that I write down almost every day, and one of my values is rest. And because I got so lost in the trends of becoming an entrepreneur and like what that's supposed to look like, and looking at all these other people who are making all this money and doing all this stuff, and it's like, oh my God, I gotta work harder because I'm not where they are, and it's like I lost myself in the process by trying to compare myself to other people and ingesting too much information. I'm a big believer in information overload. Like, I didn't shut it off. And I realized that, okay, even if I build a really great business, but I have zero emotional health and I don't have any peace, what am I building? Because essentially, I believe that business and your personal life can marry each other very well if you care for each one, if you care for both of them, you know? Because my business is me. That's my passion. That's why I'm alive. That's why I do what I do. Like, that's Amy, which is why my name is on the business, you know? But at the same time, if I'm not healthy as a human being, like if I go home at night and I'm depressed and I don't have a clear mind and my relationships are suffering and I'm unhealthy and I'm just unhappy, my business is going to suffer, you know? So build, you know, get excited, watch other entrepreneurs, get in circles, but at the same time, have a rest day, go to therapy, have meetup groups that have nothing to do with business, that just have to do with being a human and relating to people. And, you know, like, don't lose yourself in the process, because that's where burnout comes in. That's where, like, eventually resenting your business comes in. That's where doubt, I mean, so many things. I have found that the ease I have with my business, because it's not easy. You know, sometimes you have all these clients and you're like, oh yeah, I'm banking, I'm doing it. And then it's like, oh wait, can I pay my rent? It is an up and down type type of feeling, and you have to have that mental stability. You have to have that emotional stability to be able to withstand the mountain that entrepreneurship is. And I think that comes with just consistently caring for yourself. Like I have on Sundays, that's my unplug day, and I just started that because I was having like heart palpitations. Like I was like scaring myself. So I said, okay, Sunday, phone is off, laptop is away. I am just being. Like I'm gonna do whatever I want. If I sit in front of the TV all day, great. If I go to the beach, if I go on a walk, whatever I want to do that day, the point is I am just being Amy that day. I'm not being Amy the writer, the ghost. I'm not being anything. I'm just being Amy. And that has definitely made a difference in my day-to-day personal life, which I know will continue to help my business grow and for my business to be more genuine and more emotionally sound.
You heard it first. Absolutely. The fact that you had brought up, you know, taking rest days, and like you just said, you know, any entrepreneur that you could talk to, or even listen to, you know, they kind of talk about like, you know, grind, grind, grind. But, you know, sometimes they don't talk about, you know, make sure, you know, you're getting that mental rest.
Yeah. Whatnot.
So everything has to be a grind, grind, grind. I think some people get lost in that. And that's how, you know, everything fails, starts to fail because you lose balance, you lose potentially friends, family, mm-hmm. you're not juggling your time right. And most of all, like you said, your business takes a hit too. So it'll all come to fruition if you're not, you know, allowing yourself to rest and have that mental break. So
yeah,
I can concur.
And if you're a service-based industry, like if what you're doing is serving other people, like you have to see that you're pouring out all day long in addition to being the accountant, to being the marketer, to being, you know, like you're all in all, especially at the ground level when you're solopreneuring. So
yes.
You have to know I'm pouring out on a consistent basis. So you should always be asking a question to yourself, which is what's pouring back into me? And if you don't have an answer to that, you got to figure out what that is. Because if you're always on this empty mode, you're going to burn out. You're going to, you know, you're going to crash and burn.
You're absolutely right. Now you got me thinking I need to reassess some things here. But no, that's all good stuff, Amy. We're going to get ahead and wrap it up. But, you know, before we wrap it up, so, you know, I know we have brand new listeners, brand new subscribers. So how can our new subscribers and new followers and new listeners, how can they find you?
Okay, so it's really easy. My social media is at Amy Kochek, so AmyKochek. And my website is www.amykochek.com. And I do full service writing, so I do ghostwriting, editing, coaching for writers, and also copywriting. So I'm all things content. So anyone interested in revamping or creating content, amykochek.com is where to go.
Wow. Amy, well, first of all, again, thank you very much for doing the podcast. It was awesome to just talk to you and hear your side of how things are going, how you started your business as an entrepreneur, going from becoming a teacher to your own businesswoman. So thank you very much. So without all being said, all of our new listeners, check her out, follow her on her social media, and check her out. If you got a book, you got a story to tell, reach out to her. So as always, thanks for listening to Team Ambition Fitness Podcast. Be epic, ambitious, and stay tenacious. We're out.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.